One way the Trump administration has responded to the coronavirus pandemic is by pushing forward a range of tougher immigration policies. Along the U.S.-Mexico border, for example, all asylum seekers are being turned back. As Emily Green reports, this also means that for the first time, the U.S. is turning away any children crossing that border by themselves.
In Matamoros, Mexico, just across from the Texas border, hundreds of small tents are crowded together on the banks of the Rio Grande River. Around 1,500 asylum seekers, mostly from Central America, live here. They've been waiting for many months because the U.S. government says they must wait until their cases are decided. Daniel has been here for more than 10 months. He and the other asylum seekers in this story asked to use only their first names because their immigration cases are pending. Daniel's with his girlfriend and 9-year-old son. They fled Honduras. My vision is to give my son a better life, he says, one in the U.S. Conditions at the camp are precarious. People here share a few dozen toilets, and illness spreads easily. So, in late March, Daniel and his girlfriend took a drastic step. They'd send their son to the U.S. by himself. For decades, the U.S. has allowed children who show up at the border alone to enter the country. Daniel figured, even though the U.S. is now the epicenter of the coronavirus crisis, it was still safer than the tent camp in Mexico. His son walked across a bridge that separates Mexico and the U.S.
El policía de fronterizo que está en el puente le dijo que no podía ingresar.
But when Daniel's son reached the U.S., immigration agents told him to go back to Mexico. They weren't accepting kids now. That's because on March 21st, the Trump administration began summarily blocking all asylum seekers from entering the U.S. at the border, including children. Since then, around 400 kids traveling alone have been turned away. U.S. officials declined an interview, but Mark Morgan, the acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, has said it's a public health issue, the coronavirus.
The disease doesn't know age. In fact, what we've heard from the medical providers is that the younger children can actually be carriers.
This is Morgan in a press call in March.
When they come across the border, they pose an absolute, absolute concrete public health risk to this country and everybody that they come in contact with. So this is not about immigration. This is about public health.
Critics say that Morgan's reasoning is deceptive.
That's just a flat-out distortion and perversion of the public health laws, and it also misrepresents what's actually going on here.
Lucas Gutentag is an immigration attorney and law professor at Stanford University.
There's lots and lots of cross-border traffic that's continuing. All commercial traffic continues. Trucking is continuing. So what's happening is children and refugees who are entitled to legal protection have been singled out by this order to further the Trump administration's immigration agenda.
Mexican authorities are also playing a role, physically preventing children from reaching the U.S. border. Like 7-year-old Haiti, her dad sent her, alone, to ask for protection at the U.S. border. Her dad made this decision after a doctor told him the tent camp in Mexico wasn't safe. Here's Haiti's dad, Pablo.
I know dijo que si es que llega esa enfermedad acá que aquí, vamos a morir.
The doctor told us, if the virus hits the camp, we'll all die. Pablo sent his daughter with three other girls whose parents had made the same decision. The four girls, ages 3, 5, 7, and 8, walked across a bridge toward the U.S.
Y la migración mexicana corría.
Mexican officials ran to grab the girls, Pablo says. They held them in a shelter on the Mexican side. Pablo got his daughter back 2 days later. He describes his daughter as quiet and patient. But at night, when they are in the tent together, she cries. She asks, when are we going to get to the United States? Why can't we leave here? He says. Pablo tells her they must wait. Their next court hearing is in May, but because of the coronavirus, it's likely to be delayed. Chances are they'll be living here for many more months to come. For The World, Emily Green.